Hello, my name's Barry. Welcome to Christianity Explained. I first want to start by welcoming the 100-plus subscribers who showed up after the last live stream. I'm blown away. In fact, I felt like celebrating a sense of victory, which is the overriding theme for today's video. I'll give you a foretaste. It does help in overcoming depression. How does celebrating your victories, whether small or big, help with overcoming a sense of depression? And how is it relevant to what I'm doing today? Well, I actually want to dive into the meat of what happened, but I will do my best to frame it in terms of helping you to overcome with your sense of depression or despondency. When we celebrate victory or gain a measure of satisfaction from a job well done or get a sense of victory in a game or whatever, it creates some wonderful chemicals in your brain that give you a sense of well-being and a sense of satisfaction. This is not theology, this is actual brain chemistry and science. And it certainly helps. And some of that is what I just mentioned, also our underlying belief system. And one of the things I've learned over the years is to celebrate your victory. Celebrate and acknowledge that, yeah, I am seeing success. I am seeing growth. And be glad. But let's not use it as a reason to sit and just celebrate. There's still work to do. Now, I just alluded to my last video. It was titled, actually it was supposed to be, Struggling with Social Media and Depression. But the title ended up being Social Media Depression. Try this. This may help. I was originally targeting parents, which of course would mean a whole lot of fathers. And my channel normally gets sometimes the 45 and up, but mainly the 50s and over. And roughly 55%, 60% women. Great. I love the ladies who show up, but, imagine my surprise when within the next day or two, I discovered who actually showed up. I was wondering where the testosterone was going to show up. Not only did I get up to 900 views plus 100 subscribers, I did a check. Do you know who my primary audience were? It was like 93-97% men. And they were mostly in the 30s. Some portions were in the 20s, and maybe a little bit past that, into the early 40s, but they were all, for the most part, men. And I'm like, whoa! So you can imagine my surprise. And yes, I celebrated that sense of victory because I saw the growth, and it felt good. You can imagine the serotonin, the dopamine, and all the serotonin or whatever those chemicals are, were going and produced. And I'll tell you, it's a lot more satisfying. And yes, I appreciated all those 100 plus likes. I must have did something right, even if not everyone viewed that video. It meant I was striking a chord. Guys, you can have that same sense of well-being from a good day's sense of work. And it doesn't have to be as dramatic as what I'm doing. This is part of my job. And I have a job creating content to serve people in the Christian community. And it can be challenging, frustrating, all that. But yet, it is worth it. But what about me, you may be asking? I'm a man with serious disability. Our society has very seldomly, until the close of the 20th century, really been accepting of guys like me. We're the guys who were told, it's okay if you live on poverty. Who gives a crap about you? Oh, yeah, I know what and understand exactly. In fact, it was that lack of purpose that was partly fueling my depression. And now we have a society that downplays. I'll tell you one of the tips that I had for overcoming that sense of depression, which is common to just about everyone, really, especially with the guy. And ladies, I know you're in the back somewhere. Feel free to help your husband out with some of this, especially if you see the value in this. Okay, I kind of need, because I can't do this alone. Other people had to come in and help me with overcoming, and just as I need other viewers to help people to help their husband and others. And yeah, guys, you may have a wife who's feeling depressed. Perhaps she's kind of frustrated or depressed because of what's happening in the athletic endeavors and that. Can't blame her for that. So we can learn to help. Now, here's one of the number one tip I just alluded to, and I didn't just ignore it. Who gives a crap about what other people think? Focus on what God is saying to you and what He is saying to His Word for you, not what our current culture says. I had to do that growing up. I had to say, I guess you could say I had to flip the bird on society and culture when it tried telling me dictating my sense of purpose. No. And thankfully, things have changed. But sadly, things have changed in a way that's not good and not healthy. And that's the first thing. Get your identity from what God says in His Word rather than that. I do want to beg your pardon because I need to do a slight sidebar here because of the huge number of people coming in. I know there's a lot of guys based on my YouTube analytics who probably like, this looks good. what the heck is going on? I hope you guys taking the time to look. You'll notice I do book reviews. And some of it come from the charismatic. I've been looking into history books. That's why you see John Faye. I do that. I have two distinct podcasts that I do. One is the one you're watching, Inspiration Point podcast, where I share encouraging stories of overcoming things like depression, social anxiety, all that fun stuff. This is more my one-on-one. I try to share biblical teachings and insights in that vein. I may branch out into other things that are related. The other podcast is the one I hope some of you guys took the time to look and watch is what I call CE or Christianity Explained Talk Show podcast. You'll notice that I was interviewing pastors and friends who I think would be of value for you. We love to know. I'm hoping who one day have a friend who would be, actually some friend who would probably be great at talking to a lot of young people, especially when they find out. But I hope you guys hang out and do that. Love to find out. I have a community tab where I ask very deliberately the question. I'm not interested in what church you go to. Like, I go to Shore Life Church. That's not where I'm going with that question. I wanted to get an idea of who are these wonderful people that God is bringing into my channel. Who is it that he's... So I have a sense, an idea. The analytic told me the age, young, which is suddenly nice, wonderful. I have a 76% men now. Okay, great. But getting a sense, so like if I'm reviewing, let's just say, Bill Johnson, you know, the guy from Bethel, Reading, Bethel, he has a book called The Goodness of God or something like that. If I know, see that, oh, the majority of people here are kind of like the Baptist, the high church, Catholic, Protestant, that, great. I'll probably frame the discussion that is relevant to you guys rather than what I think. And I'm not out there charismatic in that, but it's unfair. And there's no reason why we can't talk. No, I'm not dealing Bill Johnson yet. Not for a while. I got a couple of history books that I want to cover before I even think of that. But you get the idea. And if I do, the goal is to read a book that is of value and help to you. And not everything Bill said is out there for the guys who want to do mystics. No, you have to get some practical stuff too. and tell me that Mike Wingers and others don't do that. I'm sure they do. Love to hear. Please put it in the comment. Oh gosh. Hey, I do want to thank you for hanging in there, and I want to encourage you. Perhaps you have some job. Well, yeah, you had some good days. It's good to have some victory. It's good because it does counteract your depression. And like I alluded to earlier, yes, I felt good about seeing the success, but it also told me I needed to work a little extra hard. Because I'm used to thinking one way, and now I'm like, okay, I need to redirect my focus here. But I think you guys get the idea. Hey, I'm thankful. I praise God, and I trust that you guys are finding this thing at least of some value. The idea was to give you some kind of clear guidance on what the heck you're walking into here and what you can reasonably expect, and perhaps give me an idea in the comments below how I can better serve, because that's the whole point of Christianity Explained or the Inspiration Point podcast. It's not to look at me, but how can I bless others? How can I help others in the way that God has helped me? And I'll tell you, that also is another way to overcome depression. All right. Hey, enough rambling, and hope you enjoy. Trust you have a blessed day. See ya when I see ya.